can save on your insurance with MFA. More protection through insurance with MFA.
No matter what your needs may be, you like the terms and policies. See your agent right away. Insure with MFA.
The world and national news at one comes up in just 40 seconds.
When did you first taste new Underwood chicken spread? Used to get the same sandwiches over and over again. Whistle blows, open my lunchbox, same old thing, you know? Then one day about 2 weeks ago, I break for lunch. I tell you, what a surprise. Chicken and lettuce and tomatoes, real good.
Underwood chicken spread. Tender chicken meat, lightly seasoned, and blended into a tempting hearty spread. Makes four delicious chicken sandwiches as fast as you can spread it. In the sunny yellow wrapper, Underwood chicken spread. Delicious.
69 degrees in the Twin Cities at 1 o'clock, and now the world and national news, then Roger Erickson comes in 10 minutes with more music. Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830-WCCO.
This is CBS News. Transatlantic appeal. The president talks to Europe by early bird satellite. Warning from Russia. Premier Kosygin speaks on war anniversary. Questioning jury. More queries in the trial at Hainesville, Alabama. And tornadoes and a ship collision in the news from the Midwest. These and other top stories of this hour on CBS Radio News. This is Ned Kelmer in New York. In another of his unexpected appearances before the microphone and camera, President Johnson took advantage of the new early bird satellite today to broadcast a message to Europe on the 20th anniversary of Nazi Germany's defeat. The president looked back over the 20-year period and made reference to some suspicions between members of the Atlantic Alliance, an evident reference to Gaullist France. He also used the occasion, as he has done several times lately, to explain American policy and to call for concerted aid by richer nations for the poorer. The president listed some of the goals he would like to see achieved.
We must hasten the slow erosion of the Iron Curtain by building bridges between the nations of Eastern Europe and the West. We bring closer the day when Europe can be reconstituted within its wide historic boundaries. For our part, after taking counsel with our European allies, I intend to recommend measures to the United States Congress to increase the flow of peaceful trade between Eastern Europe and the United States. Second, we must work for the reunification of Germany. The shame of the Eastern Zone must be ended if the United States is ready to play its full part in such arrangements.
In planning today's address to Europe by President Johnson, the White House acted swiftly. Reporters were not notified that the broadcast would be made until about 2 hours before the president spoke. More news in a moment.
That's the symbol of the jet age, the jet plane takeoff. Now the jet age comes to washers with the world's first jet action washer by Frigidaire. Compare its smooth, steady rhythm to old-style washers. Here's the way the Ringer washer sounded. Here's an automatic. But now listen. Here's the new jet action washer. Just listen to the smooth, steady rhythm of its new jet cone agitator that gives you new, deep action cleaning. It's waiting to bring you happy, carefree wash days. See all its new Jet Age advances at your Frigidaire dealer now. The new Jetaway Rinse, for example, that jets lint and scum out of your wash. Be first to see the world's first jet action washer at your Frigidaire dealer.
We'll use it. Shortly before President Johnson spoke to Europe today, Soviet Premier Kosygin launched a new verbal attack on the United States from East Berlin, where he's attending communist ceremonies commemorating Adolf Hitler's defeat. Kosygin warned that sooner or later, Washington will find out that North Vietnam has friends, and he accused the United States of violating international law in its action against the North Vietnam communists. Kosygin also dragged in the Dominican Revolt and colonialism in Africa in his wide-ranging attack on Western policy. But the war operations in Vietnam continued today without let-up. a large force of U.S. bombers again attacked military targets in North Vietnam. One of our fighter bombers was shot down over the sea, but the pilot was rescued despite efforts by a North Vietnam patrol boat to pick him up. The patrol boat was driven off by rockets fired from another American fighter bomber, and the pilot was then picked up by a U.S. Navy amphibian plane. In South Vietnam, 3,000 more U.S. Marines and 3,000 Seabees were put ashore on a beachhead at Chu Lai, where another American airbase will be built. The landings bring the total number of U.S. servicemen in South Vietnam to about 45,000. Closer to home in the Dominican Republic, U.S. Marines and paratroopers were involved in new shooting incidents during the night in Santo Domingo. The paratroops lost two jeeps when they strayed into rebel territory in the capital and abandoned their vehicles to return to the international truce zone. In Washington, Jack Hood Vaughn of the State Department said that he looks forward to the newly voted peacekeeping force of the Organization of American States as a permanent institution, a multilateral force that could be on call, ready and trained at all times to cope with such emergencies. Vaughn said that in the past, Dominicans have had the choice of a democracy or a right-wing dictatorship. Now, he said, more and more, we have a new ingredient, which is a dictatorship of the left. Neither form of dictatorship, said Vaughn, is acceptable to us, and we hope there'll be a government and a philosophy of government somewhere in the middle. President Johnson today selected John Leddy, a career man, to be Assistant Secretary of State for Europe. He's now ambassador to the Organization for European Cooperation, and he'll succeed William Tyler in the State Department post. A presidential advisory committee and the Committee for Economic Development are both recommending to President Johnson that we increase trade with the communist world as a means of improving political relations. Both reports, however, excluded communist China from the proposals because of the current conflict in Southeast Asia. The presidential panel, headed by Irwin Miller, an industrialist, said there might not be much profit in more trade with communism, but it would have important political developments. The Economic Development Committee is a little more hopeful about profits and also feels that politically more trade with the communists would serve the interests of the West. In Vatican City today, Pope Paul issued a warning about atheism to delegates of the Jesuit order now meeting to elect a new superior general and make reforms in the order's structure. The Pope's speech was a firm reminder of the Jesuits' traditional responsibility as soldiers of Christ. It was also a warning against more modern tendencies of thought which have appeared in some groups of the Company of Jesus. That jury in Hainesville, Alabama, is still out at this hour after two sessions yesterday and today trying to determine the fate of Collie Wilkins, accused of the murder of civil rights worker Viola Liuzzo on March 25th on the road between Selma and Montgomery. The judge summoned the jury from its deliberations late this morning and asked them if they had reached a verdict, then suggested, when they said they had not, that they go out and walk around in the fresh air and relax during the lunch period. Observers believe that the lengthy deliberations indicate a hung jury and a mistrial is possible. Earlier, the jurors had asked the judge for more information on the law involving criminal accomplices and the degrees of homicide. Minnesota, which has suffered heavy damage from Mississippi River floodwaters, got a new blow from the elements today. A string of tornadoes struck the Minneapolis area, killing 13 persons and injuring over 300, as well as causing millions of dollars in damage. There may still be some victims under the debris. In Michigan's Straits of Mackinac today, the limestone carrier Cedarville sank after colliding with the Norwegian freighter Topdalsfjord. 26 survivors were picked up by Coast Guard rescue craft. One body was recovered. Seven men are reported still missing in the disaster.
Something homemade makes the meal. Bisquick easy, warm and real.
A special touch of homemade, like hot, tender biscuits for dinner tonight. Bisquick biscuits, light golden brown biscuits, ready in minutes. 'Cause Bisquick's your shortcut to homemade.
Something homemade, something Bisquick.
For the first time since his arrest April 25th, Soviet authorities today allowed a representative of the British Embassy in Moscow to visit Gerald Brooke, a young London teacher arrested while visiting a Russian family in Moscow. He was charged with anti-Soviet propaganda activities, but the Soviet authorities have refused to say just what they were. Agnes Wood, the British representative, talked with Brooke for over an hour and then reported he's in extremely good spirits, but she declined to describe their conversation. It's not birth control or accident, but the fact that the typical American family wants at least three children, which is making the population boom. That was the word today from Mrs. Alice Taylor Day to a symposium on the population explosion in Milwaukee. Another speaker, Dr. William McElroy of Johns Hopkins University, said Americans must be made aware that overpopulation is a serious problem in this country, even if it's more serious in others. According to Mrs. Day, birth control won't solve the problem here unless Americans themselves decide they want fewer children. There must be a change, she said, in the childbearing behavior of all couples at all levels before there's any change in the population rate. That's the news. Ned Kelmer reporting.
Fast as before, now even faster. Net Alert brings you important CBS radio news bulletins on the CBS Radio Network station.
And this is WCCO Radio here on a Friday afternoon, May the 7th. And this is Roger Erickson on a big afternoon of radio. And I see that Dick Chapman and Charlie Boone are both here now after their all-night vigil last night, reporting on the thunderstorms and tornadoes and windstorms, hailstorms, damage, and the tremendous job they did last night in covering the paths of these tornadoes. We'll be talking with Dick and Charlie a little bit later. The revised Twin Cities weather forecast calls for partly cloudy and warm and humid until late this afternoon, when more thunderstorms are expected. Winds will be southerly at 10 to 20 miles an hour. The high today will be about 80, and the high tomorrow 75, low both nights, about 55 degrees. Right now, it is 72 degrees in the Twin Cities. And music time.
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chirree. A chimney sweeps lucky as lucky can be. And that's lucky, too.
Chim Chim Cheree, the new Christy Minstrels. CCO's big afternoon of radio. And we have this notice that the Fiddly JCs are requested to meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Proctor's House, 6601 East River Road in Fridley, to form a disaster committee to assist the Fridley Police Department. Fridley JCs are requested to meet 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Proctor's House, 6601 East River Road in Fridley. The Scherer Brothers Lumber Company on 9th Avenue and the River Northeast, usually never open on Saturday, will be open tomorrow. They say they went through the flood, they know what disaster is, and if Scherer Brothers Lumber can be of any help, they'll be open tomorrow. Apache Office Park, 2500 39th Avenue Northeast, offers any Fridley business that needs free temporary office space. Call 788-9759. Colony Homes at Southdale offers free housing to uninsured persons displaced by tornadoes. Call 922-4647. Colony Homes at Southdale, offering free housing to uninsured persons displaced by tornadoes. Here's the number, 922-4647. Official announcements will be heard throughout the day here on CCO Radio as we continue here with our Tornado Service Center. And I know you'll be wanting to hear again from Charlie Boone and Dick Chapman, who did such a great job last night, along with everybody working here at CCO Radio. And not only Charlie and Dick and Bill Balch and Rob Brown and the newsman and Johnny Walker and Bob Tibbetts and all the crew who worked hard, but to all of you who called in and helped us track those tornadoes, what a big help it was, a big help. We just simply couldn't have done it. And isn't it about time, too, that we say, nice going, weathermen? How often do we complain about the weather, you know, when they predict sunshine and we get a little shower or something in the afternoon, we gripe about what the weatherman does. But they were the ones who saw this coming and reported to immediately to WCCO Radio. And then we were able to get on with the tornado warning, and then you reported in with the tornado sightings, and it perhaps saved countless numbers of lives. So, nice going, weathermen. All right, it's quarter past one and 73 degrees. And we're going to be hearing from Art Linkletter on CCO Radio.
Now I want to talk to all of you who've been enjoying that wonderful constant comment tea that I've been telling you about. It's delicious, isn't it? Now, just wait until you try it iced.